Next on our calendar agenda is the consent agenda. And I also say this for the benefit of our new members and people who are listening for the first time. The consent agenda has 26 items. And the Executive and Planning Committee, E&P, places items on the consent agenda in consideration of the time set aside for council meetings and also in to ensure that the work of the council and our review of these important proposals to council are, I think, as efficient as possible. And so an item being placed on the consent agenda in no means is by no means a reflection of its importance. They're all important. And as you know, the items on the consent agenda, having worked on statewide advisory committees before yourself and myself, these consent agenda items, these proposals, come from hours and hours and hours and months and sometimes years of work by advisory committees who are judges and subject matter experts who have vetted these proposals, who have sent them out for public comment, who have had judicial counsel staff who specialize in these areas review the technicalities. As Justice Hull indicated in his committee report to you, RUPRO has the lion's share of these and reviews these and goes over them with RUPRO members. I served on RUPRO back in 2008 and know the painstaking detail that we review forms and where commas exist in forms, and just the really close scrutiny that not only do the advisory committees volunteer for this work, but also for the internal committees. So I say that because the consent agenda is important, even though we don't give it a great deal of time. But prior to any council meeting, any council member may, if contacted by someone who cares to have the consent agenda item removed, may remove it and put it on the discussion agenda. So I leave that to you for further consideration on any issues that come up on the consent agenda. And as I said earlier, we have 26 items on today's consent agenda, and they range from revisions to rules and forms for appellate procedure, criminal justice realignment, family and juvenile law, and probate and mental health, to equal access fund grants and various reports to the legislature mandated by statute, prepared by judicial counsel staff with input from the advisory committees. And we thank all the members and the staff, not just those named on the agenda, who spent many hours working on these reports and recommendations. And we appreciate their efforts in improving the administration of justice in California. There is at least 400 folks who provide these proposals that work their way up to council after being fully vetted. And I've always considered them, frankly, pretty grassroots proposals as how they come in and how they work their way to us. So I invite you to review again the consent agenda and ask for a motion when people are ready to move the agenda.
I have a motion, Chief.
Thank you, Judge Jacobson.
Second.
Second by Jim Fox. Consent agenda is moved and approved. Thank you.